Put on the light. All right, yeah, I think it's okay. It will make our video better. All right. So, Selena, I think you do the video yourself. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your hand. Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Lift up your hands, everybody. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, everybody.
Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name, everybody. Lift up your hand.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our gathering this morning. We pray, oh God, that come true for us again as we end our camp successfully. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat, take your seat, take your seat. All right, so you all look nice. Clap for Jesus. You look powerful. Yeah. In your yellow, red, blue, green, and white. You look very powerful. So I'm going to preach for 15 minutes, and then we will go to, we'll go outside, and then we take pictures. Okay, then we will take our breakfast, and then we go. Starboy, I'm happy to see you. You too, you're happy to see me. You're happy to see me. But yesterday we fought, pal. Said I sacked you to the back. Oh, said you are forgiving me. You are forgiving me. Me too, are forgiving you. Hallelujah. Amen. But I believe you guys have been blessed in the camp. Put your hands together for the Lord again. Yeah. And trust me, next year is going to be bigger and better. You didn't hear that. I said next year is going to be bigger and better. Next year, the whole hall to the back will be filled. Yeah. Mighty foundations. Mighty foundations. Yes. Anything you are building with the intention to make it last, the foundation of that thing must be strong. If you intend to make that particular thing last longer, then you must invest in the foundation of that particular thing. If the foundation is not strong, if the foundation is weak, if the foundation is shaken, I can assure you that whatever you are building, it will collapse. So you must endeavor, you must strive very hard to spend a lot of energy, a lot of time in building your Christian foundation. There is no other foundation you can build better than the foundation of your Christianity. Yes. And many people do not know what you are learning today or you are learning in this camp. And so for me, I'm very, very glad this camp came on. This camp, it nearly didn't come on. Nearly like this. I said the camp, we've canceled it. Yeah. The camp wasn't coming on at all. But I thank God for helping us to actually have this particular camp. Say amen. Yeah. And I have successfully campaigned for you to You think because you are wearing t-shirt, I can't beat you? I've successfully campaigned for you to develop your foundations. Are you here with me? Yes. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 1. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn 7 pillars. Clap for Jesus. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn 7 pillars. And I have been trying to show you these 7 pillars that you will need in building your foundation. The pillar, the foundation of quiet time is the first and the most important one. James chapter 4 verse 8, it says, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. God is interested in drawing closer to you. God is not a vague being who doesn't want to get close to you. Yeah, he's a big God. But then God is interested in having a relationship with you. The more you talk to somebody, the more you develop a relationship with the person. So God is interested in having a very deep relationship with you. A deeper relationship with you. And that relationship will only come about when you devote yourself to have to spend a quality time. Everybody say quality time. Yeah. It's not like you have taken your Bible, you are in hurry to read and leave. You must spend what we call quality time with God. Quality. Quality. Amen. What's the second one? Foundation of what? Foundation of prayer. Yeah. I spoke extensively about it. What's the next one? Foundation of? You know my me. They are 7, though. You should know them. You don't have to struggle. Foundation of? Singing Christian songs. That one is my favorite. What's the next one? Some people are not saying it. Foundation of what? Memorizing scriptures. Next. Foundation of listening to preaching messages. Everybody say, preaching messages.
Preaching messages.
That is French. What's the next one? Foundation of reading Christian books. What's the next one? That's number what?
7.
The 7th one is what?
Foundation of 7
pillars. Yeah, that's what we did last night. The foundation of serving the Lord. If you serve the Lord, he will bless you. If you serve the Lord, he will cause you to enjoy. Yeah. May you serve the Lord all your life.
Amen.
Oh, I said, may you serve the Lord all your life.
Amen.
Yeah. Do not let anybody convince you that serving the Lord is a waste of time. Amen, indeed. Don't let anybody convince you. All throughout your life, do not allow anyone to convince you that serving the Lord is a waste of time. Never. Serving the Lord is never a waste of time.
It is never a waste of time to serve the Lord. It is rather a privilege to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, the last message I'm sending you with, as you have built all your seven foundations, the last message I'm sending you with is that Jesus is interested in you. That is the title of my message. Jesus is interested in you. Jesus is interested in you. Write it like that. That's my last message to leave you with. Jesus is interested in you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus, have you written that? Jesus is what? Interested in you. Jesus wants you to be around him. Jesus wants you to draw closer to him. Jesus loves you. Let me reassure you. Let me reassure you that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. But he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Listen, listen. Jesus loves you. Don't let anybody make you think or feel that Jesus doesn't love you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Four ways to know Jesus is interested in you. Today my point is just four. Then I will close. Four ways to know. Do you understand? How do you know somebody is interested in you? How will you know somebody is interested in you?
The person look at you.
The way the person look at you. Yeah. You. What's your name? Patrice. Patrice, how will you know somebody is interested in you? Yes, how will you know somebody is interested? Everybody will answer that question. How will you know Jesus said, how will you know somebody is interested in you? Or as you speak to you. Pat, how will you know somebody is interested in you? How did they say it in tree? How will you say this one in tree? Dabi, no, you are not saying the thing well. Obeye die ehu se obi obi ni je ohu. Hey, why you don't spoil my preaching? Obeye die ehu se obi ni je ohu. So she's saying that when she, if the person gives her, yes. Lizzie, how will you know somebody's interested in you? Okay, Lizzie, speaking to the microphone.
How the person plays with you.
How will you know somebody's interested in you?
How the person speaks to me.
How the person speaks to you. Yeah. Hey, Fio. The answers will get finished. How will you know somebody's interested in you?
The person cares for me.
How the person cares for you. Oh, I will say, oh. What's your name?
Rich Love.
How will you know somebody's interested in you?
When he's happy for me.
When the person is happy for you. It's like when you do something, the person is always happy for you. Oh. What's your name?
Angie.
How will you know somebody's interested in you?
She brought me gifts.
The person bring you gifts. Wow. Ask my girls. Answers now, sir. Ask my girls. How will you know somebody's interested in you?
When the person cares about me.
Hey, care where they are more care we pa. Hey, women and care.
The way he talks to me.
Hey, I cracker.
When the person is supportive. When he's supportive.
Supportive. Supportive means special supporter. I support you. Yeah. Christia. Hey, Charlie, your name is one. When I'm going, write it for me. When God blesses me with a baby girl, I'll call her Christia. Christia.
When the person defends me in terms of trouble.
Why can't you born in and defend you in terms of trouble? Hallelujah. So every one of you sitting down here, there is what you define, or there is a way you know that somebody is interested in you. Yeah. Somebody said the way the person looks at her. Shame, I said, and the Pacono show no, sir. No, I quell feeling me. Place with me, sir. No, feeling me cry. Some of you is the way the person gives you food. Who paid Janinti? Food. Your mother Janina, I feel it. When you mean now your prep, paid Janidi. Amen. Yeah. But listen, God is also interested in you. And all throughout the Bible, when you read the Bible, you will discover that God is interested in young people. Yeah. God is... Look. It is human beings who don't use children for anything. No. It is human beings. Listen to me. I'm close. Hey! After that, you come and tell me that you are sorry. Oh, it's not the one. It's let the church... Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken.
God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Yeah. Quiet. God is interested in young people. Hey! Look, now, when I get to... If you misbehave when I get there, I'll just knock you. You cry for the last time before you go home. Try me. You don't be attentive and listen to me. God is interested in young people. It is only human beings who don't use young people for anything. Only human beings. When human beings see children... They see people who cannot do anything. That's why they don't make you vote. When they are voting, they don't call you. Yeah. One day, was it last two elections? One Sunday, I closed from church and I was going. And I saw a certain political aspirant. He was trying to become an MP. Now, during their campaign, I saw a little children. They were following him. Hey, honorable. And I said, the man, he's not serious. If you are looking for vote, people to vote for you, will you go and call children to be giving you fans? Honorable. Because the children, they can't vote. So as they are giving you fans, that man, he didn't win. Do you see? So it's only human beings who are not interested in children. But God is interested in children. Jesus is interested in children. Jesus loves children. Jesus loves young people. Jesus loves you. He loves you. You cannot say Jesus doesn't love you. No. There are a number of scriptures in the Bible that convince us that Jesus is interested in you. Yeah. Four ways to know Jesus is interested in you. Number one, when Jesus was feeding the 5,000, children were there. He didn't sack them. Yeah. In John chapter 6 and verse 5, he said, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that this may eat? Hey, go out. You go out. Give me away. Go out. Hurry up. Go out. I said go out. Stand up and go out. Hurry up. You've been talking, I've been watching you. Come on, come out. Come out and go out. Hurry up. Pass here. Go home. Go and pick your bag and go home. Pictures don't trap you. Besinko. I said, otherwise I'll preach.
No.
out, go home. When you are talking, I say, don't talk. You don't take me serious. You want me to stress myself. Go out, go. If you like to talk, you follow her. If somebody is sitting by you and the person is talking, knock the person for me. When shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here. The lad means there is a boy here. There is a small boy here, which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Yeah. When Jesus was throwing a party, children came for the party. Yeah. A lot of party excludes children. That's why they do parties in hotels and other places where children cannot come. That is why when people are doing party, they write, it is strictly by invitation. But when Jesus was throwing a party, Jesus allowed the little children to come for his party. It tells you that Jesus is interested in young people. Yeah. I'm telling you, Jesus is what though? When Jesus was throwing a party, he allowed the children to come for his party. Yeah. Most of you sitting down here, when you go for parties, the adult will finish eating before they'll make you eat. They'll give you the under. Yeah. Even in our churches, when we are doing how do they call it? The one they do, they cook and bring. How do they call it? Cook and bring bring and share and things. And, they will serve the people, adults. They will eat all the chicken and everything. Then the little ones, they mix it with garri, then they share for the children. Yeah. For Jesus to be interested in children and ask them to attend his party, then it tells you that Jesus is interested in them. Jesus is interested in your life. Yeah. When he was feeding the 5,000, he actually used the little boy's lunch. His lunch. It was the boy's lunch they used for the party. His lunch. Anybody who gives you food to eat, it tells you that the person is interested in you. Anybody. I think somebody mentioned that one here. That if you give me food to eat. Yeah, if you give me food to eat, I feel that you are interested in me. Yes. No, if you, yeah. You give me banku and no cross to you right now. Oh, why? You are interested in me, cry. We'll be friends. Yeah. So Jesus, when he was feeding, when he was having the miracle service, when Jesus was having his church service, children were there. A lot of adults, when they are having church service, they don't want the children to come. Holy Ghost bet you free. That's how they talk. When they say, how many people want to give their life to Christ? Then when children come forward, they'll come and collect the adult who are the human beings, and then the rest of you say, Mukotranse. But my pastor made me believe, my pastor, Bishop Darkeyward Mills, he made me believe that a soul is a soul and it is precious to God. My pastor, Bishop Darkeyward Mills, he tells me that a soul is a soul and it is precious to God. The soul of an 8-year-old boy is the same as the soul of the manager of, or the branch manager of Sunrise Bank International. Yeah, the two of them, they are the same. The soul of a child is equivalent to the soul of an adult. And sometimes because you don't have anything to offer, you don't sell iron rod. No, you don't sell. Do you sell iron rod? Do you sell iron rod? Do you work at a bank? Are you a businessman? So you don't have anything to contribute. You don't sell curtains. The people who have the money, they are the people that when they are having party, they call. But I thank God for my Jesus. Well, I say, I thank God for my Jesus. He tells me that he is interested in the children. There is a lad here. The little boy actually went to church. He went with a lunch. When there was nothing to eat, Jesus took the boy's lunch. He took his lunch. Yeah. He took his lunch and he multiplied it and he used it to feed the 5,000 people. 5,000 people. The boy's lunch. God is interested in you. No, I said God is interested in you. Say, God is interested in me. Oh, you are not saying it. I say God is interested in me. Yeah. No, you know when somebody is interested in you. I mean, I know when people are interested. I know when people like me. And when people don't like me too, I know. If you don't like me too, I don't like you. You like me, I like you. Sit well, sit well. Are you sitting down like a parliamentary candidate? Are you still here? Are you still here? Yeah. Yeah. Matthew chapter 14, verse 21. He said, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. This same boy, his lunch. And that time Jesus made a party, children came. Children came. But adults, human beings, when they do party and children can say, hey, Mufri. That's how they talk. We are here party. They are man nipa. And I'm also meanwhile, when they need somebody to send, they will call the children. Hey, blessing call top your munum. That's how they talk. Nope, human beings are not interested in children. I'm telling you. I am telling you. Even our churches, most churches are not interested in children. Most churches, me, I'm saying it without apology. I know it. Most churches are not interested in children. Yeah. Most churches are behaving like Ghana government, who are not interested in building schools for children. And children will sit under trees, tree under school, school under tree. That's it. Most churches, they are interested in polishing the church building, buying light, buying carpet, but where the children will meet, they'll put them under a tree. In this modern world, you are putting children's church under a tree. You are putting children's church under a canopy. It tells me that you are not interested in the children. Yeah. Most people are not interested in children at all. And let me tell you why they are not interested in you. Number one, your offering doesn't do much. The offering you bring, it doesn't do much. So for them, if your offering is not doing much, why should they be interested in you? Yeah. But they've forgotten that you are the future of the church. And yesterday I said that if the devil can make a senior pastor believe that the children's ministry is not important, the devil has succeeded in destroying the church in the future. Yeah. Human beings are not interested in children. You see, they pretend they are interested in children. Human beings, we just pretend. Oh, we love the children. Children. The name Children's Service, Children's Church, is just a name. It's just a name, but nothing really happens. Nothing. That is why there are a lot of children's churches without pastors. Yeah. Without, they are not pastors. There are some churches that every day a new person comes to teach the children. Every day a new person comes to teach their children. They don't care about their children. I'm saying that, yeah, a certain school in a certain village that you can see that. Sometimes when I'm watching TV and I see that and I say, do we have what we call ministry of education? You will see the building and the people are begging that, oh, when it rains, they have to close their children. Last time it rains, the wind remove the roof, and then now people have come on TV and then they are begging, say, we are appealing to the government to come to our aid. Why do you use that word? That you are appealing to the government to come to your aid. Meanwhile, the citizens of the nation, they pay taxes, and those taxes must be used to build. Now we have to beg. You have to beg. Recently, I took my pay slip. When I look at the tax I paid, I said, hey, my tax for the year, I can use it to construct a road from my junction to another junction. I said, hey, it's wild though. When I just calculated that the tax I pay is more than the tithe I pay. Yeah. But the same people, they insult pastors. The pastors are collecting the money and they are chopping the tax. The percentage of tax is more than the percentage of tithe. Yet, you are insulting pastors. And even tithe is not compulsory. Nobody forces you to bring tithe. But the tax is compulsory. Hey, don't pay tax right now, you see. You see. Yeah, VAT. You buy tough, you know, you pay VAT. People are not interested in children. A lot of people are not interested in children. But I'm telling you, my Jesus is interested in you. Oh, I said my Jesus is interested in you. God loves you the way you are. That is why when he was throwing a party, he made the children come to the party to come and eat.
Yeah.
A sign that somebody is interested in you is for the person to allow you to come to his house to come and eat. Yeah. Anytime they see children pay, everybody say, "We're sorry for they want to say something, but they can't say it. But thank God for Jesus. Oh, I said thank for Jesus. I said thank God for Jesus, who is interested in our lives, who likes us the way we are. He likes you the way you are. Jesus loves you. Don't give up. Don't let anybody convince you that they don't like you. When nobody likes you, Jesus loves you. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a song. There's a song. I think it was composed by Richard. Is it Richard Marx or something? He said, "I will be right here waiting for you. If everybody gives up on you, Jesus will be right here waiting for you. Jesus will be right here waiting for you. He will be here. Jesus will be with you. If everybody rejects you, Jesus will never reject you. Jesus will never reject. Look, the church, you are the church. This church we are building, it will come to a point where everybody becomes an old man. Nobody can come again and all that. You people are the church. You are the church. I'm telling you, the church, this church, one day you'll be the one preaching here. One day you'll be the one preaching here. One day, very soon. Very soon. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Yeah, yeah. Very soon, you'll be the pastor. When we enter the church, you are the bishop. Yeah. They'll call you Lady Reverend Angela. This guy, they'll call it Lady Reverend Angela. Yeah. You say your name is what? Rich Love. Yes. Episcopal Sister Rich Love. Yeah. Bishop Ohiniba. This one. Bishop Ohiniba. These are the names they'll be calling you. But now, they don't collect you to do anything. How do we say it in Chi? They don't collect you to do anything. They don't collect you to do anything. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Luke chapter 5 verse 15. He said, "But so much more went out the fame abroad of him, and a great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him." Number two. Another sign that Jesus is interested in children was that one day Jesus was having a church service. The first one we looked at, Jesus was having, how do you call it, party. But the second one, Jesus was having a church service. And during the service, the parents brought their children. They said, "Oh, please, we want to see Jesus." Then Jesus' disciple, Jesus is busy. Jesus is having a program with the adults. So one parent was struggling with Peter. He said, no. My son, he has to see Jesus. Jesus has to pray for him. Then Peter said, "Me see Fanny Frihako. Fanny Fri, Madam Meya Wadio, Fanny Frihako." So as the thing was going, then Jesus saw that. Because Jesus said, "What is happening there?" Then Peter said, "Oh, is it not this woman that as you are praying for the person, he said he wants to bring his child?" It was in that scripture Jesus said, "Suffer the little children. Suffer The little children. Let's read it. Let's read it in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 verse 13. Bible said that, and they brought young people to him that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those that brought them. Yeah, the disciples. I'm sure they went to, you see, in our churches, in our churches, it's wild though. Hey, if you're a man of God, the people that follow you, and they can make you feel like you are deputy God. If you are a pastor, a reverend, a bishop, I said, the people that follow you, they can make you feel, it's a feeling, they can make you feel that you are a deputy God. The way they'll follow you, you say, don't do what you say. Then you yourself, you are feeling good. And these people who follow, hey, they can, you can't see Bishop. Bishop is busy. Sometimes these are the words we hear. Bishop is busy. Reverend is busy. Sometimes we are not doing anything to, but this type of administrators, Bishop is busy. You can't, hey, you can't see Bishop is in a meeting. Meeting, babe. No, you can't see Bishop. You can't, hey. One day I went to see a certain pastor. When I got there, they say, I can't see the pastor. I said, oh, I came from far. He said, no. Have you booked? I said, I have no book. He said, you can't see him. I went back. Oh, if they say I can't see, I went back. Yeah. So the parents were struggling with the disciples. The disciples are those who follow the pastors. They were struggling with the disciples. No, let my son go. Jesus has to pray for my son. Let my son go. Then the disciples are, hey, take them away. Hey, madam, take them away. Take them away. Take the children away. They are not needed here. They'll come and make noise. Those are the words they were hearing. Those are the words. So as the thing continue, Bible say, but when Jesus saw it. Everybody say, but when Jesus saw it. Oh, I didn't hear you. Say, but when Jesus saw it. Thankfully, Jesus saw it. Thankfully, when the struggle was going on, Jesus saw it. Judas was insulting them. Judas didn't want the children to come because the children, when they come, their offering will not amount to much. And Judas was the one in charge of the offering. Yeah, Judas was the financial controller of Jesus' ministry. That's how come he was able to sell Jesus. He was interested in money. Hey, take the children away. They can't sow seed. Take them away. They can't sow seed. Because it's true. You can't sow seed. No, you can't sow seed. No, Angela, come and stand here. Come and stand by me here. Yes. This girl, what class are you in?
Class 5. I'm going to class 6.
Class 5. She's going to class 6. How many of you know that? If I pray for this girl, that in 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks? I've seen something. 2 weeks' time, you'll be in London. How many of you know that 2 weeks' time, if this girl is in London, she can't even remember that I prophesied into her life? True of us. How many of you know that if I prophesy into Angela's father's life, that in 2 weeks, he will be in London? If he goes to London, he will send me money. He will sow seed, or he will say, thank you for prophesying. How many of you know that this one, she cannot sow any seed? On this car, on Lokonya's car, went to come and sow the seed. There's no money. That is why I tell people that this work I am doing as children's pastor, there is no money here. No, there is no money here. Tell your neighbor, there is no money here. No, if you are looking for money, go and start an adult church. Here, there is no money. Can you not see that the shirt you are wearing is free? The shirt you are wearing is free. You came to eat free. You sleeping free. Everything is free. We brought you here. Transportation is free. Yes. So Judas said, no, don't bring the children. If Jesus prophesied and it come to pass, they can't sow seed. Take them away. And as they were struggling, Jesus saw it. And Bible said that Jesus was displeased. He said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Clap for Jesus. He said, for such. Oh, you're clapping. I'm not encouraged. He said, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, I don't know whether the adults, they read this scripture. I don't know whether they read it. But I'll read it for them again. He said, but whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Then look at what Jesus said. After he rebuked them and then he was displeased. Bible said that, and he took them up in his arms. Jesus took them up in his arms. Jesus took them up in his arms. In his arms. Children are always around Jesus. He took them. Where are you going to meet your pastor to put his hand on you? Where are you going to meet your pastor to put his hand on you? He took them up in his arms. Then he said that he put his hand on them and he blessed them. Yesterday, I prayed for you guys. I put my hands on you and I blessed you. This is what Jesus did. This is what Jesus did. It's a sign that Jesus is interested in you. It's a sign. If somebody put his hand on you, it's a sign the person is interested in you. It's a sign the person loves you. Yeah. When Jesus was having service, he made the children come for his service. Hey, adults. Hey, why bad na ye dede no? Why bad na ye dede no? That's why when I'm having a church service and somebody is crying, it's not a problem. They should be here. We should be here. It's part of the service. Let them cry. Nobody will cry forever. You cry, you stop. You sleep, you wake up. People are sleeping. No problem. They should sleep. We are here. I came because of that. And the characteristics of children is that they cry. It's one of the characteristics of children. Another characteristic of children is that they don't pay attention. So you see that as I'm preaching, people are drawing. But I know what I'm doing. As I'm preaching, somebody is drawing. He's drawing. Wake them up. You see, they are tired. Anybody sleeping by you, wake the person up. Tell the person we are about to close. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, wake them up. Star boy, unto me crown. Say, I didn't have me for you. Hey, star boy. Are you still here with me? Are you here with me? Yeah. He said, suffer the little children to come to me. Yeah. When Jesus was having the church service and the children were coming, Bishop disciples, you see, hey, the disciples, they can make things happen. Oh, they are powerful. One day after church, I was in my office and I heard some sound at the gate, at my office door. What was the reason? My administrator, who was in JHS 1, said in JHS 2, was telling somebody that you cannot see Reverend. Reverend is busy. I shouted from the office, I am not busy. Let him come. You prevent people from getting their blessing. Yeah. Number three. There were children around when Jesus taught on humility. Yeah. When Jesus was preaching about humility, children were in the service. It's a sign that Jesus allowed children to sit in his service. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At the same time, came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You see, these disciples, I have a problem with them. They came to see Jesus again. After they prevented the children from coming to the church service, for the children from coming for the healing service, they came to Jesus again. 12 of them. And they were asking Jesus that, Jesus, right now, we are here with you. But we want to find out who is the greatest. You see how selfish human beings are. Jesus, right now we are 12. So, if we get to heaven right now, who is going to sit on seat number one? And who is going to sit on seat number two? How are we going to sit when we get to heaven. That's what they were interested in. That's what they were interested in. So they came to see Jesus, and they were telling Jesus that, Jesus, hey, we have something to ask you. And Jesus said, you dare ask. Hey, me Monday, I thank God, Jesus is wild. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is wild. He's very wild. He said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of him? I'm sure all the 12 of them, they came together and they thought about the question before they went to ask. Yeah. Because everybody wants to know his position. Recently in Ghana, politicians were shouting, I'm number one, I'm number two, I'm number three. Everybody wants to know which number they are. Number one, number two, number three, number four. Everybody is looking for his position. But look at what Jesus said. And Jesus called a little child unto him. Come, Angie, you are the little child all the time. And Jesus called a little child unto him. And set them in the midst of them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one of this little, whoso shall receive one of these little children in my name, receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hung around his neck and he were drawn in the depth of the sea. Mercy. As they were struggling, who is going to be the greatest? Who is going to be? You see, now election is coming. You'll be hearing people talk. Because people want, when the government comes to power, they want position. So now people can say anything. People are talking. They don't care what they can say. They want to talk so that they notice them. So that when the government comes to power, say, quiet, you're wild. Mama Yemanu, Minister of Education. Yeah. But as they were struggling, Jesus called the little child. He said, you see this little child? If you don't convert yourself to become like the little child, you shall not see the kingdom of heaven. Me, I believe heaven is little children. Heaven is going to be full of what? Little children. So make sure you come with us. Just make sure you come with us. Then he told them again that. So I'm sure when Jesus told them that, if you don't convert to become like the little child. So as they were talking, and then Jesus called a little child. And Jesus said, have you seen this little child? They said, yes. He said, unless you convert to become like this little child, you shall not see the kingdom of God. I'm sure they were angry. And they made up their mind that this little child, when they could, they would slap him. So they'll be exchanging, this guy, he's the reason they said that we will not enter the kingdom of God. So Jesus was still wise again. And he said that, if you offend one of these little ones, Go and sit down. If you offend one of these little ones, it will be better that they put a millstone around your neck and drown you. After this statement, do you think you can go and beat that child? You can't go and beat the child again. And he said, if you receive one of these little ones, you have received me. Look, wherever a lot of people are, everybody is interested in something. That is how politics work. Yeah, like these politics they are doing, will be voting in the next 3 months. Everybody is interested in something. That is politics. Everybody is interested in something. Politics didn't start now. It started from Jesus' time when the disciples wanted to find out. So Jesus, why buying Baswa? Position Ben Namenya. That's the question they asked Jesus. Jesus, why buying a Baswa? Menya position Ben. Me said, yeah, I can be Minister of Information. Kokonsanti, Minister of Information. Yeah. In Jesus' church service, children were there. Children were there. It's a sign that Jesus is interested in children. He used children as an example. Akosia, stop what you are doing. He used children as an example. Hallelujah. You are not clapping. You got what I'm preaching. You are not interested. May Jesus use you as an example. Well, I said, may Jesus use you as an example. Yeah. It can only happen when you are in Jesus' church service.
Yeah. Angie, sit down. Yeah. Number five. Number four. I'll close with number four. I'll close with number four.
There were children around Jesus when he marched triumphantly into Jerusalem. There were children around when Jesus marched into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Yeah. When Jesus was marching into Jerusalem, children were there. As for children, when you call them, they will come. Or when we call you, you not go. We will go. When Jesus sat on the donkey and he was entering Jerusalem, and the people were shouting. Children were there. There were children there. Everybody said there were children there. Say there were children there. Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves. And Jesus said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but if ye have made it into a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, and they were so displeased. The children were shouting. The children were giving Jesus fans. Hosanna, Hosanna. You see, as for the children there, look, like the politics, you can get children. The children who shout, hey, we are breaking the eight. We are breaking the eight. Hey, I'm breaking eight. You know, break eight. You better break it. Four more to do more. In Kolana, never say Jumano. Yeah. Like the MP I told you who wanted people to vote for him. He went to collect children. As the car, the children were jumping and they were shouting. Then he was in the car. Then he was like this. Yeah, yeah. I see her. Number two. Vote for me, number two. Yeah. It's children. The children were giving Jesus fans. When Jesus was going and he was entering Jerusalem triumphantly, children were there. Children were there. The children were crying. And the more the children were, like, crying was like they were shouting. It's not like they were doing, like they were shouting. Yeah. And Bible said that as they were shouting, look at what happened. He said, as they were shouting, the children crying in the temple, Hosanna, he said they were so displeased. The people were not happy. Yeah. Anytime children give people fans, people are not happy. People are not happy. They were so displeased, and they said unto him, Hearest thou this day? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, ye have never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. This scripture, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, it is in Psalm 8. Psalm 8. The people were telling Jesus that, can't you tell the children to keep quiet? Why are the children shouting and the children are giving you fans? Tell the children to keep quiet. But I'm saying that Jesus, he's interested in the children. Jesus loves children. Jesus loves us. He likes us. I'm telling you. He said, I will not make the children keep quiet, because it is written that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have ordained praise. That is why I have a problem with you. When you come to church and we are singing and you don't sing. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Is our breakfast ready? It's ready. It's not ready. Why? It should be ready. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Yes. Now, yes, your boss saying 18 gram boy. 8:14. I've been preaching 1 hour crying through here. 1 hour and drew here. Jesus loves you. Tell your neighbor, Jesus loves you. No,
we will go out to go and take pictures. By the time we finish taking the pictures, the breakfast will be ready. Take pictures. Look, everybody should try and take pictures. Share to the FL, Anna.
Yes.
Hey, Mighty Foundations. We are wearing it on Sunday. Those who didn't come, they'll feel sad. So when we go out, we'll take colors by colors. Okay? We'll take what? Colors. M said red for moon also, Anna. And a yellow moon. Red. Green suit also. Blue too is there. Oh dear, Yabekan. No problem. Yabekan. I said we'll count. It's okay. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus is interested in children. Jesus is interested in you. Jesus is interested in you. If the world rejects you, Jesus loves you. My God, he loves you. There's a song. We say, my God, he loves me. He says, I am his child. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you the way you are. Don't let anybody make you feel that he doesn't like you. He loves you. My God loves you. I want you to leave this camp knowing and believing that Jesus loves you. He loves you. My God, he loves you. When he threw a party, he made children come. When he was having a church service, he made the children come. Anything Jesus did, he made the children come. I pray for you. I said, I pray for you.
Amen.
I pray for you. May you experience that love.
Amen.
May you experience the love that Jesus has.
Amen.
Yes. Love you. I love you. One of the greatest statements to make is to tell somebody, I love you. Yeah. Love is such a beautiful thing. If you know somebody who loves you, don't take it for granted. I love you. He said, he called the young people and he put his hand on them. He blessed them. He took them up in his arms and he tells them, I love you. I am here for you. I am here for you. Don't worry. I am here. I am here. Nobody can do you anything. When the children were coming to church, the disciples were like, don't come. Hey, Jesus said, I am here. Allow the children to come. In Jesus' name. Allow the children to come. Rakatosikabaya. Allow the children to come. Allow them to come. I pray as I leave you, I want you to be sure that Jesus loves you. I want you to be convinced that Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have done, but Jesus loves you. Well, I said Jesus loves you. Well, I said Jesus loves you. I said Jesus loves you. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Stand to your feet. Barabosia. Mele bozadaba. Karabadabrabaraba zandabaya. Yes. Lift up your hands, everybody. I want to pray for you. I want to prophesy into your lives. Everybody close your eyes and pray. Me karabando sikebe. Mandorobo zanderebe kelebe zaraba. Ayandaba zadabalabalabalaba sikelebe. Me koraba. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands. Yes, Lord. I want to pray for you.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
I want to pray for you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I want to pray for you. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. May the Lord bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray for your children.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the children.
Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus.
Father, bless them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, anoint them.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, make them powerful. Lift up your hands.
Oh, yes.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift
yes,
up your
Lord
hands.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lift up your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Lift up your hands. May your foundation be strong.
Amen.
May your foundation never be shaken.
Amen.
May nothing pull you down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you withstand the test of time.
Amen.
Anything that is meant to destroy you, we destroy that thing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May you have peace all year round.
Amen.
Malo kazata braka baya. Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I see the Lord anointing you.
In the name of Jesus.
I see the Lord making you great.
In the name of Jesus.
I see the Lord taking you from one state to the other.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, when the devil set a trap for you, you will not fall into it.
In Jesus' name.
When the devil set a trap for you, your soul will escape as a bird.
In Jesus' name.
Out of the snare of the fowler.
Oh, yes.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Yes. Lord Jesus,
I pray for you
in the name of Jesus.
Be anointed.
Yes, Lord.
Be blessed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Be anointed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
May you do well.
In the name of Jesus.
May you do well.
In the name of
May
Jesus.
May you flourish.
In the name of
May
Jesus.
You flourish.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the anointing of the Lord come upon you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And now, I pray for the children.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I pray for them that, Lord, may you heal them.
Yes, Lord.
May you anoint them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Make them great.
Amen.
May this month be a good month for them.
In Jesus' name.
Father, when they go to school and they are taught, may they understand.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray that may your covering be upon the little ones.
Amen.
Father, assure them of your love again.
Oh, yes, Lord.
When peace like a river attended their way,
oh,
I pray
yes,
that
Lord.
May nothing take away their joy.
Amen.
May nothing take away their peace.
Amen.
And now I pray for wisdom.
Oh, yes.
Wisdom to escape the schemes and then the plans of the evil one.
In the name of Jesus.
When the enemy comes to them, Lord, may you lift up a standard against them.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, may you keep the little ones.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Keep them from evil.
Keep them from evil,
keep
Lord.
Keep them from the hands of wicked and unreasonable
people.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Keep them from the hands of evil men.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I pray, oh God, that Lord, may your covering be upon them.
In the name of Jesus.
May they become like pillars in the king's
palace. In the name of Jesus.
May they grow in beauty and in excellence.
In the name of Jesus.
May they be different from other children.
In Jesus' name.
I pray, oh God,
yes,
that your covering.
Yes.
Your covering.
Oh, yes.
Your covering.
Your covering
will
Lord.
Be upon them.
In the name
help
of Jesus.
Help them, oh God. Help
yes,
them.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Help the little ones.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help your sons and your daughters.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Help them, oh Jesus.
Yes,
help them.
Lord Jesus.
I pray for them.
In the name of Jesus.
May they never fall by the wayside.
Amen.
May they never fall by the wayside.
In the name of Jesus.
May nothing take away their peace.
Amen.
May nothing take away their peace.
Amen.
Bless them.
Oh, yes.
Bless them.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Favor them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
May the favor of the Lord be their portion.
Oh, yes.
May the little ones become fruitful.
In the name of Jesus.
Make them fruitful.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Make them fruitful.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, make them fruitful.
Oh, yes.
May they flourish.
In the name of Jesus.
I prophesy.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That they will grow.
Oh, yes.
From strength to strength.
In the name of Jesus.
In quietness and peace shall
oh,
be their
strength. Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless them.
In the name of Jesus.
May they become the future of the church.
Amen.
May they be the future.
Amen.
Of what we are building.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
May they are mighty.
Yes, Lord.
May their foundations be mighty.
In the name of Jesus.
Mighty.
In the name of Jesus.
May the children lose appetite for sin.
Oh, yes.
Anything that will make them sin.
Oh, yes.
May they lose appetite
in
for
in the name of Jesus.
In times of danger.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, come through for them.
Come through for them, Lord.
Give them angels.
Give them angels.
I see the Lord giving you angels.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
This month and beyond.
In the name of Jesus.
May angels be released.
In the name of Jesus.
To be with you.
In the name of
May
Jesus.
May angels be released to
oh,
take care
yes.
of you.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord will take care of you.
In the name of Jesus.
As you serve the Lord, he will take care of you.
In the name of Jesus.
You will do well when you go to school.
In the name of
when
Jesus.
When you go to school and you are taught, you understand.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You will never become a social misfit.
In the name of
you will never drop by the wayside.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
I declare you will
yes,
make it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Bless us.
Oh, yes.
Bless us.
Bless us, Lord.
Bless us.
Bless us, Lord.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church sing.
Lift up your hands and let's sing it. Let the church.
Let the church Say amen.
Karabanda baya.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
For the very last time, let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church.
Let the church say amen.
Be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Be anointed.
In the name of Jesus.
Be safe.
Oh, yes.
May the Lord give you safety.
In the name of Jesus.
May the Lord give you peace.
Amen.
Peace that surpasses every understanding.
Oh, yes, Lord.
May the Lord give you wisdom.
In the name of Jesus.
Wisdom that no man can comprehend.
Oh, yes.
May the Lord give you assurance.
Oh, yes, Lord.
May you have an assurance for your life.
Ah, Lord,
may confessing. Your life never hang in doubt.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Be fruitful.
In the name of Jesus.
Multiply.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do well.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You will do well.
Amen.
I believe you will do well.
Amen.
I prophesy you will do
oh,
well.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
When we look at you, we will see that you have made it.
Oh, yes.
Because the Lord is your portion.
Oh, yes.
The Lord is your portion.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
May you be that child that will fight the enemy in the gate.
Amen.
May you become arrows in the hands of mighty men.
Amen.
Bible says children are a heritage.
Oh.
May you be a heritage.
In the name of Jesus.
May you be an arrow.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
Oh, Kavada
you have ordained strength.
In the name
may
of Jesus.
May the Lord use you to silence the enemy
in
and
the
avenger.
Name of Jesus.
May you silence the enemy and the
in
evil one.
In the name
one.
Of Jesus.
Because the Lord has ordained strength in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bless you.
We bless you, Lord.
In the name of the Father.
Oh, yes.
And of the Son.
Oh, yes.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
And everybody shall shout a big amen.
Amen.
Take your seat. God has spoken. Let the church say
amen.
All right. We have closed earlier because I have to travel back to Accra today. Alright. I'm hoping that next year, God will, when I come, I'll sleep and I'll go on Monday so that we can have a beautiful camp even the whole of Saturday and we will enjoy. But it's been a pleasure with you. I've enjoyed every bit of the camp with you and I believe that you have also enjoyed the camp. I am very convinced you have learned a lot. And bring me my girl. Oh, Juanita. Juan, come to me. Come. Juan, come. Hey, Juan, the nibu food the new. Okay. And to all the teachers, to all the pastors, apostle, bishop, who helped to make sure that our camp was successful. We want to say God bless them. God increase them. Wherever they had the money from, may the Lord bless them more. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I said amen. Yeah. So, we are going out now. I think maybe we can take our pictures here. We'll take a group picture. We take colors by colors, and then we also take church by church, and then we take individual pictures. Is that clear? By that time, I'm sure our food will be ready. Okay, so quietly go out. When you go out, stand in your colors. I'm coming. So go out. What? We'll come back. Okay, wait. Everybody come on the stage. They say we should use the banner. We should take some with the banner. So let's take with the banner before we go. So stand in colors. Red, come here. Hey, wait. Red, listen to me. Listen. Red, blue. After red, blue, yellow, and green. Green, you are here. We can take it away. Correct.